And away we go. We're off and running on this Tuesday, December the 17th, 2019, 10 minutes after the hour. You're tuned into the Now program right here on WWGH Radio. And guess what? It is a snowy, blowy, cold, icy December morning, which we all can expect by now. Now, there are a lot of school delays and cancellations. I was just watching a lot of them come through, but most people get those on their smartphone now or through Facebook, which is what I was talking about yesterday. For so many years, radio was the place you went for your school delays and your cancellations, but that has kind of become a thing of the past because they are broadcast on television now on that little crawl on the bottom of the screen, and people do get them by text message or they do get them by Facebook message. And it's kind of a different world as far as that goes, interestingly enough. But radio used to be the place for school delays and cancellations, but much like everything else in the world, time changes and that changes, and I'm sure you have access to a device where you can find all those, but a lot of schools are canceled this morning. A lot of schools, I think, are still on delay and may cancel before the morning's over. Hard to say. You know, when I went out there this morning, of course, I live close to the city, so it's not that much of a trek, but the road I live on was snow-covered, and I think icy. It's kind of hard to tell how icy it really is where I live. I wasn't slipping and sliding all over the place, but I can imagine that out in some outlying areas that it might have been a little treacherous this morning because of the snow we had yesterday that melted yesterday and probably froze last night because there were a lot of puddles laying around yesterday. So that could have led to some very difficult issues this morning. It's that time of year. And if I remember back to, I think it was August, when we had the gentleman from the Farmer's Almanac on, I think he did say we were going to have a white Christmas, and we just might, the way things are going. Now, I don't know if there's any more snow in this week's forecast after today, but we certainly have had a little bit of snow the last 2 days. It's not been a great amount of snow that's fallen, inch-wise. That hasn't really happened. It's just been cold enough temperatures and water laying around that have kind of led to some treacherous areas out there. So keep an eye on the school delays and cancellations. Keep an eye on the work delays and cancellations. That's always a good thing to do on a morning like this. It was kind of interesting. I don't know what happened this morning. Maybe I'll be able to tell you more about this tomorrow. But this morning, I went out and I got in my car and I let it warm up a little bit this morning because I thought it was kind of cold and kind of icy outside. And I pulled out and I had two turns to make to get onto the main road. So I was making these turns, and as I'm going onto the main road, it felt like the car was not moving. And I thought, wow, that's strange. What's going on here? So I thought, well, uh-oh, maybe it's a mechanical issue, but this is good because I'm close to home and I'll be able to fix this problem rather quickly. So I turned the car off and I turned it back on and I threw it in reverse and it went in reverse okay. So I thought, well, that's strange. It's going in reverse okay, so this doesn't seem like a mechanical issue. So then I started to push forward and it went fine all the way here. So I'm not really sure what that was this morning, what kind of hiccup that was, but I'm here, and we're off and running on this snowy, blowy, icy day. The other things might not be running, but I'm definitely running as we fly along here on this Tuesday morning. By the way, 7 days away from Christmas Eve. Next Tuesday will be Christmas Eve, and as I've told a lot of people, Christmas Eve is really my favorite part of Christmas, Christmas Eve night, because that's when we have a big thing at my house, which has been at my house now for quite some time. This all started when I was a kid because, as most people do who have two parents who are in the home, I had to go to my dad's parents and I had to go to my mom's parents. And somehow it was worked out many years ago that we would go to my mother's parents on Christmas Eve and we would go to my father's parents on Christmas Day. Well, my mother's parents had more siblings, or my mother had more siblings, and had more, her siblings had more kids, and more kids that were in my age range. So Christmas Eve was a little, and I was also closer to that set of grandparents. So Christmas Eve was always more fun for me than Christmas Day. Not that Christmas Day wasn't fun. It was fun to spend time with my father's parents. But Christmas Eve really was the thing. So as years went on and those things stopped happening, the Christmas Eve celebration kept on happening and happens to this day. But now it's taken on kind of a new shape because people come now to the Christmas Eve celebration at my house who certainly were not around back in the days when I was growing up. Some people from the radio station come. Some of my mom's family still does come to that event. They're still around, still here in town. And, of course, my mother and so on and so forth. And we have a good time on Christmas Eve. Now, usually it's a pretty laid-back holiday, though. It's not like Thanksgiving. We don't do the big meal, but we do have a meal that is, we don't all sit down for it. But of course, we really don't. I guess, do we sit down at Thanksgiving? I don't know. I guess we all sit down together at some point. But it's very casual, and Christmas Eve is even more casual. It's just kind of pick up a sandwich or pick up what you want and eat it and enjoy. It's a nice little kind of finger food sandwich type of thing is what it's evolved into. And with the lack of Christmas cookies over the last few years, it really has changed. And I was thinking the other day, does Christmas have a pie? I don't think Christmas does have a pie. I don't know if we have pumpkin pie on Christmas. I can't remember anybody bringing a pumpkin pie. Uh-oh. Voice about went out there. See, that's the problem when you're on a microphone. You get to hear me clear my throat. But we are in the full swing of the Christmas holiday, and we have talked about cookies, we have talked about cakes, we have talked about cookies, candy. Did I say cookies twice there? I did say cookies twice. Well, it's one of those mornings, so we are going to plow ahead. Now, don't forget, check out the website. That's something that's always very important to do. WWGH1071.com. You can get archives of shows dating back until January of 2016. So, boy, more than 3 years now of archives. Holy moly. And also, we stream live on the internet. We do also have a free mobile app, TuneIn. Download TuneIn on any mobile device. It's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. And you can listen to WWGH Radio anywhere in the world. What a great thing. Now, this morning, we have a guest for 2 hours. The whole duration, she was able to brave the wind and snow and weather and ice and all that heavy-duty stuff that was out there this morning to come to the studio and spend time with us 7 days out from Christmas Eve. She's been here before, and we're glad to welcome her back to the microphones again. Now, see, last time I said by popular demand, but then I found out that that's probably not true. It was probably just one person. So I cannot say by popular demand anymore. We just have to do the straight introduction. Bailey Hunt is with us this morning for the two-hour duration. Bales, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, that's good. Start with a big mouthful of whatever in your mouth.
You asked me at the wrong time.
Oh, when I was doing that big introduction because I thought, well, surely that'll give her time to clean out her mouth as we go along. But
right.
No. You just said, I'm going to keep this food in the corner of my mouth and go straight ahead.
I hadn't eaten it all yet, so I just shoved it all in my mouth real quick so that way it'd be gone.
Really?
Yeah.
You could have waited. We have a break, you know, and you could have put like your hand up and said, you know, pointed to your mouth or something there.
It's okay.
Not you. You said, I'm coming on, and I'm going to show my mouth full of stuff, and if he doesn't
Nobody
like it.
Nobody can see it.
I saw it.
No, it's okay.
Well, it wasn't great for me.
Oh, well, that sucks.
It just was one of, well. So how's it going this morning?
Good. It's icy.
The roads were not that bad once you got into town, though, were they?
They were worse when I got into town.
Really? So I was on the worst part of the roads.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, isn't that what you just said?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I didn't see the road that you drove on.
It's a one-way street out here.
Well, those roads were fine.
Oh, but so what roads were you talking about?
Well, when I came in on Route 4...
Oh, Route 4 is bad.
No, I know. I used to live on Route 4.
Yeah.
It sucks. I hate it. I came in on Route 4, and so that was kind of crappy. And, like, when you cross over the railroad tracks right there by the hospital and stuff, yeah, that was kind of crappy, too.
Really? Right up by the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting because this morning, even though I did project that it was bad outside as I was leaving, I was still able to stop and get a beverage this morning. And there weren't many people there, which was kind of great. So that gave me the first indication that schools were probably not in today.
Did they end up canceling them?
Not yet, to my knowledge. A lot of schools in Marion County are canceled.
Oh, I know my kids don't have school today.
Yeah, but I don't know locally what's going on yet.
Yeah. So, you should probably look that up.
Well, that used to be a big thing that we would talk about a lot on the radio, but with the texting and the alerts that are now on people's phones and Facebook, that's pretty much how they get that information.
Oh, I know. I got a call. Let me see what time it was. It woke me up. It was kind of annoying.
Were you sleeping heavy?
No, it was at 5:46 this morning.
5:46 this morning. To let you know that school was not in.
No, they let me know that it was a two-hour delay. And then they called me again at 7:45 to let me know it was canceled.
So recently?
Correct.
I was here at 7:45.
I was not.
No, you weren't.
No.
You were here after the show was off and running.
I know. But I don't have an ice scraper.
Now, this is a big... Why don't you have an ice scraper?
Well, I just got
this. This is Ohio.
Car. Yeah. You know, and as long as I've lived in Ohio, I've never had one.
Which has been many years now.
Well, let's see. Yeah, nine years now.
And we've had big snowfalls, big ice storms and things like that.
Yeah. I know.
So why haven't you owned an ice scraper?
I have no idea.
So on mornings like this, when this does happen, which surely you have been through in the past 9 years, what do you do?
Well, this morning, you're going to laugh so hard at me. This morning, I found like a big pack of my gum that's like has a plastic container because it has like 35 pieces, and I use that to scrape my window.
With gum container?
Yeah, sometimes I use CD cases.
Now, why wouldn't you just buy an ice scraper? Is what, $5, $10?
I don't know. I don't ever think about it
until
I need it.
You might be able to get one like at the Goodwill or Salvation Army even.
No, I mean, I can get one. I just never think about it until it's too late.
You know, when I got up this morning, I just thought, this is going to be a laid-back day. Because it was dark out this morning, which, you know, we're getting close to the shortest day of the year, Saturday.
I know.
Winter, first day of winter.
I got a big day that day.
You got a big day that day. We'll talk about that. We got time. But it was dark out. But it was not dark out yesterday morning when I left. So I don't know if it's just overcast today and gloomy. I don't know the difference.
I don't know.
It's always dark when I wake up. It's dark when I wake up. You're not the weather person. You're not awake. You're a little combative this morning.
What time do you wake up?
It kind of depends. This morning I woke up about 6:15.
Oh. Yeah.
So about half hour after you.
Right, I know. Not fun.
But you would have normally not gotten up that early.
No.
So let's go back to the scraping your window with a gum container. So you thought this would be a good idea. Why?
Well, because my windows had ice on it and I didn't have anything to use.
But last night, when they were saying there might be an ice storm, there might be a snowstorm, you said to yourself, throw caution to the wind, I won't need that.
No, I said, go home and watch movies.
Is that what you did last night?
Well, actually, I cleaned up because my son's birthday party was on Saturday. So it was still, there was toys everywhere from, I'm pretty sure that he got more toys for his birthday than he's going to get for Christmas.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, he had like 20 friends show up.
Well, see, that's fun.
Well, and you know, this is the first year because every year he invites like a ton of people and nobody ever shows up, maybe one or two, because it's either snowy or they have Christmas plans or whatever. And so nobody ever shows up. And this year, I'm pretty sure almost everybody that he invited showed up.
So you got in ahead of the big snowstorm, which didn't come till Monday.
Right.
So you had a great birthday party.
We did.
And your son is 9 now.
He is.
Very cool. Makes you old. But
not really.
Well, you just keep trucking on down the line, age-wise.
I'm only 27.
Well, I don't know that for sure. I've never seen any documentation to that effect.
I mean,
I know you're older than I am. That's all I know.
Oh, okay. I don't have my license on me or I'd show you.
Is it good to drive without your license?
No, it's in the car.
Oh, it's in the car. Well, thank goodness they do exist somewhere.
Right. Well, I know my I've gotten pulled over before and not had my license on me. So I remember my license number.
Oh, do you?
I do.
You have it memorized.
I do.
So you can just feed it to them. But how do they know it's you if there's no picture? They pull it up in their car?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what they used to do in the old days. I guess having your license number would not matter back then.
I don't know.
Did you hear my story about pulling out of the garage this morning?
No.
I pulled out of the garage, and I knew it was going to be snowy and kind of wet, and everything was going fine, and I had two turns to make, and I was just about over near the store, and all of a sudden it felt like my car wasn't moving. And I thought, oh, something bad has happened. And I thought, but this is okay, because I'm still close to home. I can still make it back with no problem. So I just shut the car off because I figured, well, maybe I'll have to walk back over there and call somebody to pick me up. Are you taking notes? What are you doing over there? Why did you come in with a notebook and a pen and then just sit down like you're going to start reading or writing?
Well, remember when you told me you wanted me to buy a Christmas card?
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I bought Christmas cards, okay?
You did?
Yes, I did. But then I realized that in the Christmas card, there's nowhere to write a note.
So you're going
to
write a note.
So I have to write it on paper.
So you waited till you got here.
Yeah, because I forgot to last night.
You forgot to do it.
I had your gift.
Well, see, we'll get to that too, because that's a big thing that we're going to discuss, because we've got so much to cover here in this two-hour program this morning.
Right.
But I just left people off there. So I'm pulling into, I thought, uh-oh, something's blown up. So I shut the car off because I thought I'm going to have to start walking. And then I thought, well, maybe not. So I turned the car back on. And I put it in reverse, and it went fine in reverse. And I thought, well, that's strange. So then I put it back in drive, and it was fine. So I don't know if I was on ice, and that's why it felt like I wasn't moving.
Probably.
Could have been. I didn't realize it was that icy underneath the snow this morning.
And then my ice on my windshield was probably like a half an inch thick. I still have ice on my windshield because I only did like the little spot where I could see, and then a little spot on the passenger side so my ghost, I guess, can see. I don't know. Because
Nobody riding with you.
Right.
So now that we got that story cleared up, which was a little bit of but even through that annoyance, I still stopped this morning and got something to drink.
I will say, this is my first time driving my car in snow.
Because you got a new car, yeah.
And it did pretty well. Like, I didn't slide at all.
Only if you could have seen, if you had an ice scraper.
Right.
Now, we should tell people that the reason that you have gum on you all the time, because I would not have a gum box or container on me. I don't have gum all the time. But is because you have halitosis.
No, it's because I have kids.
But I thought you had halitosis.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh.
That's rude.
That I gave bad... That's rude?
That's very rude.
Well, no, I thought you had that. That's not something to be ashamed of.
I even brought brownies.
You brought brownies? You cooked brownies?
No, someone made them for me. But
you
I
didn't
brought
want them.
No, I ate one, and I'm going to eat more, but I brought them to share with you.
You're re-gifting brownies.
No, I brought them to share with you, because they gave me like 5 or 6, and I don't need that many. So I brought them to share with you. I'm not going to just give them to you because I want some.
Well, but if you wanted them, then why are you re-gifting them?
I'm not re-gifting them. I brought them to share.
To share.
Yes.
Okay. That's nice of you.
I try sometimes.
Because the mornings you have shown up, one time you brought donuts.
I did. Those were delicious.
They were good. But you about burnt the house down trying to make them that
right.
morning. So that was
right.
a little rough. And one time you brought lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time, I don't think you brought anything.
No.
No.
But you got me bacon and sweet tea.
Well, see, I don't... Now, see, why do we need to talk about that?
Why do we need to talk about everything that I do?
Because you're the guest. The guest's life is an open book.
Okay. Well, that's what I was doing today, was shoving the rest of that bacon in my mouth.
Yeah, that was what you... I wasn't going to say what was in your mouth, but you had a mouthful of bacon.
Yeah.
Like a true Alabamian.
You know there was tornadoes there yesterday?
In Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I bet the trailer parks were scared to death.
There's a few people that died.
I hate to hear that.
I just seen
especially at the holiday.
Yeah, I just seen it on Facebook this morning.
What is the average temperature in Alabama right now?
I don't know, but it snowed like last week or something.
Oh, I bet they're all inside.
Yeah. Like, they don't usually get snow, so everything just shuts down.
It snowed, and then there was a tornado?
Yeah.
Oh, they've had nothing but trouble down there. What a holiday season this has been for them.
Right, I know. I mean, because I have a lot of friends there, so I see it all.
Well, we hope they're all okay. I don't know why saying that you might have halitosis was a bad thing.
That's rude. Why would you say that?
But I didn't say you had halitosis.
Well, I don't. I definitely do not.
I just said maybe that's why you have gum all the time, is possibly you have a case of halitosis.
No, it's because it's the only way to get my kids to be quiet in the car.
Is to give them gum.
Give them a piece of gum.
Oh, okay.
They love gum.
Well, that's a good B story. For somebody who has halitosis.
Okay.
But I won't continue to bring it up because I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't
written your letter yet.
Well, I feel bad about this because why are you writing a letter while you're sitting here?
I'm not. I haven't even started. Have not wrote anything.
Well, here, I was going to ask you this yesterday because I don't really understand this. Because you're giving me a Christmas gift today and writing the Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we're like 7 days away from Christmas.
Yeah, but what if I don't see you before then?
This is it.
No.
This is it before Christmas.
I'll be at your house Christmas Eve.
Now, first of all, now how do you know about that?
Because you invited me.
See, here we go again. You invited me.
Okay.
You said the same thing at Thanksgiving. Let's do a little replay because you were on before Thanksgiving, were you not?
I was.
Okay. You said I invited you to Thanksgiving, which I didn't.
Okay.
And then some big trauma calamity came up. And you were not able to come, even though you were not invited. So that never transpired. So the Christmas Eve thing, I think, is going to be a downer as well. Because we're starting the same way. It's like deja vu, a month later.
No, I will be there Christmas Eve. For sure. I have... My kids will go to their grandma's for a little bit, and then I'll pick them up. So... Well, their dad said he would drop them off, but I'll probably, if I'm in Marion, I'll just say I can pick them up on my way home, because my way home.
What if the parties are conflicting times?
What do you mean?
Well, because my party's 7 to 9.
Well, I can bring my kids if I have them by that time.
So, well, sure.
It's not that big of a deal. I'll be there.
Now, but you don't know a lot of the people who will be in this room, I wouldn't guess.
Well, that's okay. Haven't you seen my sparkling personality?
No. Oh. No, I haven't. But maybe it'll come out that night.
Probably.
This will be something to talk about into the new year.
Right.
That how Christmas Eve went. Even though I don't think it's good. So now, if you know I'm going to see you on Christmas Eve, now we're back to the gift and the card today.
Do you remember that I told you I'm not good at surprises?
Right.
Like, if I get someone something, I need to give it to them right then and there.
I thought you didn't like to be surprised.
Oh, I don't like to be surprised either.
But see, that ended up being a lie as well, because you said you didn't like to be surprised, and then the very next day, I had a surprise, and you said, you badgered me about left me in a parking lot somewhere because you wanted to know the surprise.
Because you won't tell
me. Right, but you told me the day before you don't want to know about surprises.
I want to know what the surprise. I don't want it to be a surprise. I just want to know. If you're going to surprise me... Don't say you have a surprise at all.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Take me through, because this was when? Last Thursday.
Yeah. What? I love that you admitted that we were at some place together, because I almost left you in a parking lot.
Well, what happened was you got there at one time, and then I got there a little later, and then I happened to see you there.
So I just left you? How I wouldn't have left you. You would have had your own car.
Right, but we were so close to where I was living. Uh-huh. You said, I got this new car, and I want you to see it, and you were going to show me the new car.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what happened.
Whatever you need to think.
Well, I was there. I don't have to think. And then you said a horrible thing to me. You said, I'm leaving, and if you're not out there when I leave... Goodbye. Why would you say such a thing?
Because I wanted you to tell me what the surprise is.
And you know, and as I said before, at the time, what I did was I took longer than I normally would have to get out there. Because I thought, what kind of thing is that to say to somebody? She's not going to leave me out there. So why even threaten in that way?
I thought about it.
You didn't think about it. So this morning when I got up in the dark, here's where I was going with that story. When I got up in the dark, I just said, today is going to be lax day. We're 7 days away from Christmas Eve. I'm just wearing a hoodie. I'm not doing anything big.
I noticed that.
Oh, did you notice the hoodie?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like it.
Oh, good.
Where is it from?
A store.
I just didn't know what that stood for. Not
symbol. Oh, the thing on the hood?
Yeah.
It's, this is a... I'm trying to think of what you would call this. It's there was a guy who used to be on television in Cleveland named Superhost, and that's what he wore. That was the insignia on his clothes, and somebody got this for me about 4 years ago. So that's just what was on his clothes.
Okay.
Doesn't it say SH?
Yes, it does.
Superhost.
I couldn't see the rest of it. I'm a little short.
I don't know what you call this. This is like tissue blue.
Like a... bluish gray, I guess, kind of.
I have a lot of hoodies, but I don't get to wear them very often because normally I'm going somewhere where they don't want you to wear hoodies.
Oh.
Although jeans are more acceptable now.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
I
so,
love jeans.
So now why are you doing this Christmas card in the midst of being around me? Because I told you, I want a long personal letter.
Right, but
I don't want any Christmas, Merry Christmas, and have a Happy New Year thing.
But if I'm looking at you, it makes me think better.
So last night when you decided you were going to do this, you couldn't remember anything.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
No, I just, it helps me more to be around you. It's a good thing.
Oh, you like to be around me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, see, that sounded phony. Put that in your note. How phony you sound when you say things like that. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what you sounded like.
It happens.
You seem in a good mood today.
I am in a good mood today.
You know, I've been in a good mood the last couple days. I don't know what it is, but I think I'm starting to be filled with the happiness of Christmas. You know, I teach at the school, and tomorrow's the last day there, so I'm going to have more time on my hands. I wrapped my gifts on Friday, and I only have a few left to buy. I'm just excited.
If they cancel today, then, you know, you might only have one day.
Right, I'll just have tomorrow.
Right.
And they were already on a two-hour delay when I looked, so I don't know. I'm just starting to get excited, and when I get excited... for the holiday or something like this, you do things a lot easier. Because when you're kind of in a crabby mood, you know, you're like, you know, okay, that's fine. I have to go shopping. I don't really want to do it, but I'll go out and make the best of it. But when you get in the spirit, then it's like big fun.
Do you have anybody else to buy for?
Yeah, I do still have to go shopping.
Me too.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out here, is when I'm going to do this, because I did have more than what I thought I had.
Because well, that's good.
I'm one of those people who, when I sit down to wrap, I like get a piece of paper out, and this person's for this, I got this
oh,
for this
me
person.
Too.
Because I'll forget that I got them something, and I don't want to have to go back under the tree and say, okay, did I get them something? So I really did not think I was that close, but I really am. I've only got like... 4 or 5 more gifts to buy. But one of the problems is one of the people has very specific ideas about what they want.
Oh.
So that might be a little more interesting.
Yeah. I might be able to help you with that.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, this person already said that I got them a gift.
Uh-huh.
But jury's out on that one.
Oh, okay. I might be able to help you out.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We can go shopping.
So why did you... I said this to you the other day. I said, you do not have to get me a gift. Why would you get me a gift? You've been complaining all Christmas season that you don't like to get gifts. You don't want to go shopping. You were not in the Christmas spirit. As of last Friday when I talked to you, you were not very happy. And I'm thinking, why did you get me a Christmas gift? I didn't expect that.
You know what? I did it on Sunday. Yeah. I went on Sunday and... I had Sunday morning, my son's grandparents were here from Virginia on his dad's side, and they had Christmas with my son, and they bought me something, which was really nice, and then I felt bad because I didn't buy them anything, and they also bought my other son something, even though he's, you know, not related to them. So I felt really bad because I was like, oh, like...
Oh, see, I think that's bad, though.
What?
That people feel bad about that. Because it is the season to give. And just because you give a gift... I don't like when somebody gets a gift just to, like, be a payback.
Right.
Like, I know you got me something, so I have to buy for you. Because I don't want to feel obligated in that way.
Well, you know... And that's funny because on Sunday when I went and did this, so I had already had a Christmas, you know, my son had his Christmas with his grandparents for the first time ever. They've never been around
that's
for Christmas.
Great.
So it was nice to see. I mean, they sent him stuff last year, but it was not, they've never been there to see it. I've just had to videotape it and send it because they live so far away. And this year they were here, and so it was nice to kind of have like a Christmas morning with them, and then it kind of put me in the Christmas spirit. So I went Sunday night after they left to go home to miss the snow, which they did not miss the snow. They sent me pictures last night, but I got in the Christmas spirit, went and got your gift, met my grandma there and my mom. My grandma felt bad because she wants to buy everybody a gift and she can't. And so I said I needed to buy her. I was telling my mom who all I needed to buy for. And I said that I needed to buy for my grandparents. And my grandma was like, no, don't buy for me. It's not only Christmas. It's also her birthday on Christmas Day. I'm going to buy for you. And you don't need to feel guilty. If it makes you feel guilty, then pretend it's a birthday present. It's not my birthday.
But you just said you felt guilty for the same reason when you got a gift.
Yeah, because I take after my grandma.
Oh, so it's the same thing.
Oh, it is.
So what I've ascertained from this story is that you bought this gift for me out of guilt?
No, I did not. I bought this gift for you because I know it's something that you want, and I wanted to get it.
Yeah, but you claim that I have got you a gift, and I have denied this.
Well, even if you didn't get me a gift, then it's fine.
Yeah, but then wouldn't you be putting the onus on me to feel bad for the holiday because now you have gotten me a gift?
No. I don't care if you get me a gift.
Well, you just said you take after grandma.
Yeah, but if
someone... Which is what grandma would say.
If someone buys me a gift, then I feel like I need to buy them something.
Right, that's what we're saying.
But
so you bought this out of guilt.
No, because you didn't buy me. No, you didn't buy me a gift, right?
So what was that lengthy story about then?
Because I got in the Christmas spirit, and that's why I went out and got you a gift.
Uh-huh. So you got in the Christmas spirit, and you first name that popped in your head was, I got to get him, the radio show man, a gift.
Right.
Uh-huh. That story sounds a little shaky.
Well, I mean, we hang out.
Well, you say that, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Like, we do shows and stuff, so it's fine.
Yes, we've done shows, but I don't know about hang out.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what I mean. This is hanging out to me.
Oh, this is hanging out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, if this is hanging out, I guess then we hang out every so often. So, you are now filled with the Christmas spirit.
Correct.
You're happy. The Christmas blues have gone away.
Yeah, I just need to put my tree up.
Yeah, you got to get the tree up. It's 7 days away.
I know.
The big seven.
I know.
But you know, I also think people have to stop and enjoy this time. I think that's one of the things that gets lost in Christmas at some point, is people don't stop because they're so busy. They're shopping, they're wrapping, they're working, they're buying gifts, they're doing all this, and they really don't stop and enjoy it until like Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm enjoying it.
Well, I like to enjoy people during the holiday season for about 10 minutes. Then we move on.
Right.
But a lot of Christmas parties going on this week. We got the big WWGH Christmas party Thursday night, which is going to be, oh.
I know. I really wish I could come.
Were you invited to that?
Yes, I was.
Who did that?
You.
Again.
But I can't come because it's also my son's concert at school.
Those school concerts are fun to go to.
Are they?
I've been to them.
Yeah, they were okay. Yeah.
I was invited to one Friday night, but I didn't go. I felt bad about it, but I lost track of time Friday. I really did lose track of time, and I ran into the person yesterday who I told I was going to come.
Oh, and then, oh, that's not good.
Right, and I felt bad because I didn't. But I really did lose track of time because I had seen that person at like 5 o'clock that day, and I had the thing was at 7, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to go home. I got to swing by the grocery store. Then I'm going to take the groceries home. Then I'm going to go to this thing, and somebody called and wanted to go out and eat. So I went out and ate with them, and before I knew it, I looked down at my watch, and it was like 10 minutes into 7 o'clock. So I thought, there's no way that I'm going to be able to get in the car and get over there. Well, the show had already started.
Right.
So I felt bad about that because I really did want to go.
Well, yeah, Caden has his on Thursday. Austin has his on Friday. Courtney had hers on Sunday. I'm like, I had three Christmas programs in a week.
Now, did they sing real Christmas songs? Because sometimes they don't sing the Christmas tunes. They sing, like, songs I've never heard before.
Well, Courtney, they sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I don't even know what all they sang. But they also never got to have their Veterans Day program, so they had some of those songs in, too.
Now, what songs did they do on Veterans Day?
So
you didn't know the songs?
I mean, I have heard them in the past. They did Yankee Doodle.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know that that's a veteran song or not.
Not really a holiday song, but it's nice that they threw it in. Right. Why didn't they have their Veterans Day show?
Because school was canceled.
Oh. Much like today.
Right.
Much like today. But today I don't think is going to end up bad, because I would guess by a certain point this morning, because there's not much snow on the ground and ice melts.
It was still coming.
Oh, was it still snowing? It wasn't snowing when I came in.
Oh, well, it was like snow ice mixed when I came in.
And then tomorrow is not supposed to be bad at all. Matter of fact, the forecast that I saw, there's not a whole lot of anything in the future.
Oh, that's good. I have to go to Columbus tomorrow night, so.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
What's going on in Columbus tomorrow night?
We're going ice skating. We're going to the Blue Jackets Christmas party.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
You and the whole family?
Yes, me, my mom, my nephew, and all my kids.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So you're going to the Blue Jackets game tomorrow.
Well, it's not a game. It's a Christmas party. We're going to go ice skating and have hot chocolate. There's an ugly sweater contest.
Oh, that's your big thing Saturday, right?
Right.
On the 21st, you're having this party.
Right, an ugly sweater party.
That'll be fun.
Right.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, if anybody wants to come, just let me know.
Well, you know, I'm sorry I can't make it.
Yeah.
You invited me long ago, and then I found out that I had plans that day.
Yeah, you made plans that day. And then you invited me to your plans, and then was like, oh, yeah. Forgot you have your party.
See, I don't remember that.
That was rude.
Well, you seem a little angry about that part of it.
A little bit.
Because I invited you to something? I thought you wanted to be invited. No,
but I think that you invited me, like, knowing that I couldn't go. So you did it on purpose. Knowing that I would say no, because that's the day of my party. Because we've been talking about it. So you did it just to be like, oh, sorry, you can't go.
Well, at least I didn't lie. I do have plans that night.
You made them after I invited you to the party.
I don't think that's true.
It's very true.
Now, what would you do if I showed up to this party?
I would hand you a drink.
See, we had a deal at one point about this. What happens at this party?
Well, you wear an ugly sweater. We play games and drink and listen to music and just have fun.
See, that's just not my thing.
Yeah, well, it's my thing.
Well, that's fun for some people.
Yeah.
And
For us young people.
Well, but you're older than I'm.
Oh, okay.
We all know it's true. So, people of your era, back in the old days, like to do things like that.
So, how old were you when you started radio? If you've been doing this for 17 years and you're younger than me.
3.
Oh.
I was 3 when I started. I was very advanced at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It came right through.
Right. So, therefore, you're not even old enough to drink.
No, I couldn't. So the point of coming to this party would be a moot point to me.
Okay. Now I understand.
That's why I can't come.
I get it now.
Now, I do have plans that night, though.
Right.
Is this like one of those all-night parties?
Sure. Well, yeah, I don't want anyone to drink and drive. So if they're going to drink, then they're just going to stay at my house.
So this starts...
I mean, I don't know that they know that yet, but I'll just take their keys.
So this starts at what time and goes to what time?
At 7. And until runs... whenever you want to leave.
Well, but apparently people can't leave.
Not if they're drunk.
It's like a prison or something.
No, if they're drunk, I'm going to take their keys, though. Because you're not going to drink and drive.
No, you can't drink and drive, right. But shouldn't you bring a designated driver if you're going to be drinking?
Yeah, you should, but it doesn't mean that you will. Like my brother, I'm going to take his keys.
Because he'll think he'll drive home.
Yes.
But yet he will drink.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to have to take his keys. I did that at my sister's wedding. I took his keys from him.
Well, that's a good thing to do because you don't want people out on the road drunk, especially right. This time of year.
Right.
That's a big thing.
You'd think that I was the older sister, but really I'm the little sister. I just have to...
That has to deal with these
be
people.
Be bossy.
And do they like it when you take their
oh,
keys?
No.
No.
He jumped out of my car one time while
really?
I was driving.
Because he didn't want to spend any more time with you.
No, because he was drinking and I wouldn't let him drive his car home. So he jumped out of my car to run to his.
See, I can empathize with this being in a car with you and wanting to jump out.
Okay.
I can understand that. That's an emotion I've had at
that's
different
rude.
Times.
That's really
all
rude.
You've done is call me rude this morning.
Yeah, you said I had halitosis. You said my driving makes you want to jump out of the car.
No, I didn't say your driving.
Oh,
no,
being
I,
in the car with me makes you want to jump out of the
I
car?
I have been in the car with you at points. I will admit to that. And I have wanted to bail out of the car.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those things where you go and you think, well, we've slowed down enough to where I can tuck and roll and probably not break any bones if I jump out of this car.
Oh.
I felt
just
that.
Shut the door on the way out so it's not cold or don't mess up my car.
Oh, well, see, there you go. See, this is why people want to get out of the car. An attitude like that, a mean, unholiday attitude like that.
I was in a really good mood this morning.
You're still there.
Okay.
You were laughing?
Yeah.
But I don't think I said you had halitosis. We'd have to go back and listen to that. I said you were using gum on the window because you have halitosis.
Yeah, you just said it.
Right, but I thought that you had that illness. It's an illness. There's nothing to be ashamed of with an illness.
I don't have an illness like that.
Okay, well, you had to set me straight, but that's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing wrong with saying what you thought, is there?
Depends.
See, there you go. I just thought you had that terrible breath disorder.
You want to smell it?
No. Because you just downed that bacon, and you had it like over in the corner of your mouth, and that's dangerous.
Yeah. I really want a brownie.
Well, have a brownie.
I don't know if I can reach them.
Go. You put them in the bag with the gift. Oh, no, you got them separately there. You walked in with all this stuff. I wasn't sure what you had there. You had a notepad. You had
a card, a gift, a tin. Yeah, I had a lot of stuff.
I didn't know what was going on.
I forgot my purse in the car.
And you still have not written the note, the heartwarming, heart-wrenching note. Personal,
it's really hard.
That I will put in... the Christmas card. Oh, those are nice looking brownies.
I know. They're delicious.
Now, where did they come from?
My friend.
Your friend. Now, who's the friend?
His name's Scott, too, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. He made me brownies and brought them over last night.
Now, how do you know him?
I coached his daughter in cheerleading.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. He was friends with my ex-husband, actually, too.
Really? So, yeah. Now, why did he bring you brownies over?
Because he knows I love brownies.
Oh. So, this might be a little bit of a... romance budding?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know?
We're just friends.
You never know with stuff like that.
He's going through a divorce.
Oh, see, then it could be.
No.
Listen, I've been around people going through divorces. This is what they do.
Oh. No.
I think it's nice.
Yeah, I'm just not really, you know, into relationships.
Well, relationships are one thing. But hanging around with people are another.
Right.
So you hung around and he made you brownies.
No, he brought me brownies.
He brought you brownies.
Mm-hmm. His cousin is in the hospital with a coma. So he was bringing them food and he brought me brownies too.
Well, that's nice. I think that's nice when people make baked goods and they take them around to people at the holiday time.
Yeah. So it was really nice. They're really good.
So why do you think he singled you out of all the people? He could have brought brownies to.
Well, I don't know that he did. He could have taken brownies to anybody else, too.
So he was just out last night giving brownies to people.
Maybe.
See, I would never do that. I've brought food to people, but I don't know if I would ever bring food to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I just don't see it.
It's okay.
It's okay. Because it's one of those things where it would just cause me more work.
Right.
And who needs that?
And I'm picky.
You are picky.
And actually, it's not that I'm picky. It's that I have a lot of allergies. So there's just some things that I can't eat. And people don't always realize it. Because there's, like corn, for instance, I'm allergic to corn. There's corn in a lot of stuff. So you have to be really careful.
You know, I was reading a statistic the other day that people get into relationships at the holiday time so they can get gifts. And then they break. There's a high breakup rate after the new year.
Right before Valentine's Day?
I think so. Because I think they get through Christmas and they get the gift. And then they get through the new year, which is a big deal for having a date, I guess. And then the first of the year, they have to get out of it quick before Valentine's Day comes about.
Right, but I mean, what's the point? Why don't you just buy yourself a gift instead of having to buy someone else a gift?
Because people want to be around people. They want to feel that people care about them, I guess.
Not me.
No. No. Well, I don't think you have to worry about that because I don't think people care.
I know.
So I think you're okay.
I mean, I like to be around people, but just like friends-wise. I like to have friends. I don't want to do the whole boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult.
You have to pay attention to someone, and it's just not...
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never paid attention
to... I mean, you're supposed to, I guess.
I've never paid attention to anyone.
That's probably why you're single, too.
Well, it could be, because after a certain amount of time... That's nice of you to say. That's almost...
I mean, that's my problem, too.
You got a lot more problems than that. That's all I'm saying. You know, the halitosis might be one of them.
Right?
No, but I just thought the statistic was kind of interesting, that people do that for the holiday, and then once the holiday is over and the festivities, that things start going south. But the same thing also happens when people get married, and then after the honeymoon's over, that's why they call it the honeymoon period, then they realize there's really nothing to look forward to because most people are planning the wedding and inviting the family and getting in.
Well, don't you have kids to look forward to if you do it the right way?
Well, some people do, but sometimes the kids become a band-aid, which is a whole other thing. People trying to fix the relationship with kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did it backwards. We had the kid first and then got married, but...
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying...
No, there is.
There is.
You shouldn't do that.
Well, I don't want to...
I mean, it's not that it's wrong. It's that you shouldn't... You should really make sure that it's what you want. Because, you know, sometimes having a kid, you kind of feel like you have to.
And being that the marriage is no longer in place, you feel that that might have been problematic.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, it's funny because we always wanted to get married before Austin ever came along. And really, we didn't start having issues until after Austin came along.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The marriage sometimes will wreck the whole thing.
The baby.
Well, yeah, we'll wreck the baby, we'll wreck anything that went on before. That's why I say that once the honeymoon's over, and like, because there's a lot of build-up to the wedding. You know, the proposal, the...
Oh, I didn't get that.
Oh, you didn't get the proposal.
No.
Well, somebody get the proposal, and there's a wedding, and there's the parents are involved, and then there's the big day, and
you know how I decided to get married?
How's that?
I was at work one day.
Flipped a coin.
No, I was at work one day, and I called him, and I was like, hey... My mom said if we get married, I was pregnant. My mom said if we get married, she'll pay for it. So, when do you want to get married?
This might be why it didn't work out. Folks, if that ever happens to you, this is a warning sign.
Yeah.
Run for your life. We got to go to break. We're going to be back after news and weather and bales here on a cold, cold Tuesday morning. Stay tuned. Holiday season.
Our question. Ebenezer Scrooge.